to the daf Kuf Aleph. So we got five lines down. The daf, the Gemara says, Tanur Rabban and quotes of Raisa, HaKorei Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim. Person who reads the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim, the Osel son Kamin Zemer, and turns it into a song. And Korei Pasuk Bebeis Mishtal, so one who sings a Pasuk in a house where they're partying, Belos Mana, where it's not the time of reading Psukim. So these two individuals are maybe Ra'al the Olam, bring bad things to the world, Mipinesha, Torah Chogerasak, the Torah wears sackcloth, Vomedesh Lipnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stands in front of Hashem and says, Vomeres Lefana Ribono Sha'olam Asa'oni Banecha Kikinor Shem Nagnin Balat Leitzim. The people have turned me into a harp that they're playing as entertainment. So Amar Le, Hashem says, Biti, my daughter, Bisha, Sheochlin, Vishosin, Bema'is Asku. What else should they do if not Torah? They're busy eating and drinking. Isn't it very nice that they're engrossed in Psukim from the Torah? Amar Lefanov, the Torah says to Kadosh Baruch, Ribono Sheolam, Im Bali, Mikrahein, Yasku, Batorah, Venevim, Mikstubim. They don't have to sing if they know how to learn Tanakh, so let them talk about Tanakh. In Bali, Mishnah, if they know Mishnah, so Yasku, Mishnah. Balachos, Bahagados. Then Bali Talmud, if they know Gemara, the Yasku Bilchas Pasach, Bapasach, Bilchas Atzeres, Bapasach, Bilchas Chag, Bachag. There's plenty to learn, but there's no need to sing me, if you will. So that's what the Gemara means. Look at Rashi. Rashi says that what does it mean? Akari Shia Shirim Vyose also Kimin Zemer. Shikari Benigina Acheresh She'enu Nakudba. You're reading in a different trap than the one that's given to us. Vyose also Kimin Shir. You turn into a song. Afa Pisha Mishia Shirim Hu Vikaru Shir. So even though Shir Shirim is a song, it's the song of all songs. Isn't it supposed to be sung? No, it's supposed to be sung the way we have the Masorah of the Trup, but not to put your own tunes to it. So this becomes, of course, the source of many disputed discussions. Are you allowed to sing Psukim? Can you make song to Psukim and Davening? So there's a lot of discussions here as well. The Poskim are not is very, very into this. Magid Avraham talks about singing Odecha is not a good idea. Other examples they bring. Some say that no, if it's done in a way where you're praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishabeach Hashem, then that would be allowed.
So this is like my technical.
Look, that apparently that was the one they bring down here. The Magid Avraham talks about.
Every single nigud is from Shir Shirim.
Right.
You go through every single pasuk there; it's come out every single one.
Right. So the Yad Ramah says. The Yad Ramah suggests is that maybe this is only true if you're reading a pasuk derech leitzanus, but if you're doing a derech shevach l'Hashem, that's his heter. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this l'halacha at all, but the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Kuf Samich. He says in the name of the Mahariel, Mahariel is very, very into Masorah and songs. He's very into that. His davening would not be, he would not like our davening here in Asia or any other place. It was very, very machbun, and it has to be exactly the way the Nigun was.
Yeah,
so the Mahariel, so what he says is that, he says apparently it would have been, apparently they sing Odecha was a song they'd sing to that Pasuk and, when they had parties and stuff. I don't know what the story is. That was very much against that. A person shouldn't do this. But he says, if it's in a shul, on the Mu'adim, on Regalim, then it's a mitzvah to sing the songs. So on Shabbos, it's mutter, but during the week, it's not mutter. And the Mishabura talks about this. So others, there's a heter, they bring the Stechem, and it quotes from the Trilus Shem and Mishcha, that he says that at weddings, you're allowed to sing this as well, because it's part of the Simcha. But the question becomes, let's say in your house, where you're just sitting and listening to music, is that a hetter? I don't know the sugya well enough, but this is, again, the source. But Moshe gets into the discussion, could you record them on tapes? Is that the problem of recording them on tapes? Could you listen to psukim on tapes? Are you allowed to record Shem Hashem on tapes? Are you allowed to erase Shem Hashem on tapes? So he says there is no iser to record them. There's no iser to listen to Shem Hashem on tapes. But he does suggest that a person should not erase him, even though there's no real iser to erase him because there's no Shem Hashem on voice, on sound. He says still it appears if you're erasing it, he suggests not erasing them if it's on tape. Interesting tshuva. Fine. The Gemara says, Vayiter now, Heyid Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hanania Kol HaKori Pasuk Bizmano, one who recites the psukim in its right time. It's what he is referring to here is saying the psukim for Kiddush and Yom Tov, mevi tov l'liol, and that actually brings good to the world. Shenemar v'daver bi'ito matov. When it's said in its right time, that's a wonderful thing. So halochish alamakeh, going back to that Mishnah, one who whispers psukim on a wound. So then the example that's given is that kol amachla asher samti mitzrayim lo yasim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. I'm not going to place upon you any sickness. So that person who does this, ein lo chelek liolam haba, that was the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, uberokeg ba." It's only when he spits on that wound and then says a pasuk, "Lefish ein mas kirin shem shemaim al rakika." You don't say Hashem's name on saliva on spit. That's the case, but saying it on stomach cut, that would not be a problem. Itmar, Rav Amar, Rav said, Afilu Neged Tzaras, even if there's no Shem Hashem, the pasuk Neged Tzaras, which is very, very important, Api Kabbalah, there's a big inin of Neged Tzaras, it's supposed to protect people from Yetzirah, so it's a very, very important inin, people do say this every single day, it doesn't say Shem Hashem, even that would be considered disgraceful to say when a person spits on a wound. Now, I don't know, maybe Dr. Samai could enlighten us, is saliva any helpful for healing a wound, any such thing? I imagine they'd spit for a reason. They wouldn't. They would probably spit to help it heal, and then they'd say a pasuk on top of that. But again, I don't know.
Not our saliva.
Not our saliva. Maybe someone else's saliva. A dog's saliva. Okay, anyways.
In those days, maybe they had different saliva.
It could be. Right? I'm not sure why they would spit. It could be some type of refu. I don't really know. Rabbi Hanina Amar Afilu Vayikra El Moshe. Even it says Vayikra El Moshe, where you're not even mentioning anything about a nega, teras, a machli, you're just saying a pasuk.
Rashi says,
but the question is why though? It was at a derech refu they felt?
Lachashim sounds like it's witchcraft, no?
Yeah, but you would whisper a pasuk on. That's what's
more to do with the effectiveness of the whispering. You know?
Okay. No. Okay, it could be more of that in terms of the way the nichash works. All right. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Sachin Mashmishin Bivnei Mayim. B'Shabbos, a person's allowed to put oil on the belly of a person if he's not feeling well, because it's not, even though it's for food purposes, it looks like shtia, because we have the halacha in the Gemara Yuma, it's sichas kishtia, that rubbing on the skin is like drinking, which gets into a whole discussion. Their halacha talks about this, are you allowed to use soaps and shampoos that have non-fat, non-kosher fats from animals. A lot of shampoos have fat from animals. So if it's non-kosher animals, if you're putting on your skin, that's considered kishtia, that's as if you're drinking and absorbing non-kosher drinks. So the Be'er Lacha brings such a chumr. He says, I think he says one doesn't need to be machmer on this, but others are makbid not to use shampoos and soaps that have non-kosher animal fats. But based on this concept, so he says on Shabbos, we know you can't do refuah on Shabbos, but this he says is allowed because it appears like you're drinking, doesn't appear like refuah. So then the Gemara says, "V'lochshin lechishas nechashim v'akrabim v'Shabbos." Person's allowed to do these different types of what do they call it in English? To have the snakes to.
Snake charmers.
Snake charmers, yeah. That's the snake charming on Shabbos is permitted. That's not considered food. That's simply, it's not considered seide, that's not considered trapping. It's just protecting yourself from not getting injured from the snakes or the scorpions. Umavir and kli al gava ayin. You're allowed to put a piece of metal on your eye b'Shabbos in order to cool it off, having the cool metal touch your eye. That's not considered a problem of refuah. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, when is this true? B'chli anital, when it's a kli that's nital, that's not muksa, that you're allowed to take and move. About b'chli she'eino nital, if it's an object that you can't move, in other words, muksa, then also, then you're not allowed to place this on the eye, because it's violating muksa. So the Ein Shalim b'davar Shadim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask, you can't inquire from the Shadim on Shabbos, and it implies that during the week you are allowed to. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, he argues that af b'chol as, even during the week, you're not allowed to inquire from the Shadim and use their kochos. Now, the Rush apparently writes that it sounds like from here, you're allowed to, it's not called machshefa, to reach out to the Shadim and to inquire from them, but it's still nonetheless it's aser, but not an iser because of machshefa. So otherwise, even the Tanakhama would say it's aser during the week. So Amar Rav Huna, again, I don't know what this means at all, talking to Shadim, but Amar Rav Huna, halacha, Rabbi Yossi, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that's aser even during the week to inquire from the Shadim. V'af Rabbi Yossi lo Amar Ela Mishim Sakana, and he only said this because of a Sakana, because you never know, you might make a mistake with him, he's playing with fire here. But not that there's an Isser Machshef at hand, they're just playing with fire, it's dangerous. They might get upset at you, and then they might cause damage. Kihad Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef, De Ibla Ba'arza. One time Rav Yitzhak was swallowed up by a cedar tree, V'isabe Le'nisa, because he was involved with some shade, and then a nace happened, a paka arza palte, and the tree blew up, and it would spit him out. So don't play around with shade them, even though, again, there's no Isser, it's just dangerous. So Tana Rabbanan Sachin Mimashmishin Bivnei Mayayim B'Shabbat B'Vad Shelo Yaseh K'derech Shu Oseh B'Chol. You're allowed to rub oil on the stomach to relieve the pain, but as long as you do somewhat of a shinoi, you can't do it the way it's done during the week. Heichi Avid, what's a shinoi? Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina Amar Sach V'Achar Kach Mimashmish. First you pour it on the water, then you the oil rather, and then you rub it afterwards. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sach Mimashmish B'Vasachas. really you do it together. You rub it. I guess what would happen is, it seems that you have to rub the oil together first to make it into the potion. It's mixing different liquids together, probably. So first, normally the way they do it is in mashmesh. They probably shake it and move it together, so therefore it's more homogeneous, and then they rub it on. So apparently, first you pour it on the stomach, and then you rub them together while it's on the stomach. That would be the shinoi, or you rub it together and mix it all at the same time. That seems to be what's going on. That seems to be the shinoi. So Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Sarei Shemen, who are shadim that are created from oil, the Sarei Beitzim and shadim that are created from eggs, the klipa of eggs, the eggshells, Mutarn Lishol Behen, you're allowed to inquire from them, Ela Mipnei Shemechazvin, but since they lie, so you can't really trust them. There's no Isser, but again, it's not a good, you're not going to benefit because you never know what they're telling you if it's true or not. And lochshin al shemen shibakli, you're allowed to do this lechisha, the she'ela from them when they're in a utensil. Vein lochshin al shemen shibiyad, but if they're in your hand, then you're not allowed to. It's not going to be beneficial. The fikach, therefore, sachin mishemen shibiyad. Since we have a yisod that you cannot, people don't ask from the shadim that are in the hand. So if someone offers you shemen that's in his hand, so you're allowed to use that. There's no danger involved. But vein sachin mishemen shibakli. But if it's in the kli, where it's possible someone had inquired from the shadim that are in the kli, and it might be dangerous, so then it's advisable not to use from someone who's offering you shemen that's in the kli. Again, I don't know what to do with these gemaras. It's very foreign to us, but we'll just go with it.
We don't trust them.
We don't trust them. What, the gemara?
No.
I don't know what it means. I once had a Rebbe in Frisch who suggested, he was once, the Gemara says in Brachos that if you knew how many shadim were all around this, it would be so scary. One time he was sitting in the doctor's office and there was like a book about, I'm not sure why they'd have this in the doctor's office, but all the various illnesses and viruses and sicknesses you could get, there are like millions of them, that scares the patients. So he says he thought maybe the shadim were different viruses and bacteria that floating around the world. That might be what he thought it is. So I don't know. Okay. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marasa Ikla Lahu Ushpiza. One time Rav Yitzchak went to a certain house. Isilei Mishcha Bimana. They brought him a oil in a utensil, in a cup. And Shaf, he rubbed it on his face. V'nafkalan Simcha Bapa. And he started coming out with, pimples or cracks or something in his face. Started to rash. So Nafik Lashuk, he went out to the Shuk. He got all nervous. And the Chazi said, it's a certain woman who was familiar with Lechishas saw him. Amr, she says, Zika dechamas kachazina hacha. I see in your face you have shaitan that comes from the oil that's in the utensil. Abdulay Mil says she did some type of hocus pocus, vitase, and then the boils or the pimples went away. Amr le Rabbi Abba Rabba Bar Meri, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Shemos that kol machla shesamti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. I'm not going to place any illness because I am the healer of healers. V'chimeacha shelo sam refuah lama. So if the Pasuk says I'm not going to give you a machla in the first place, that kol machla lo asim alecha, so then what's the need that it rofecha? Rofecha is only when you're treating someone who's already ill. But if they're not going to be ill in the first place, so then what's the rofe for?
Preventive medicine.
So it could be preventive. That's not called refuah though. And at least in halacha, it's not called refuah.
It's good enough for insurance.
So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mikra Zema Atzma Nidras. The pasuk is self-understood. It's apparent from itself. Heshen Emar VeYomer Im Shema Tishma LaKol Hashem Lokech. Have you listened to Hashem? So what does that mean? Im Tishma Lo Asim. I'm not going to give you machla. But Im Lo Tishma. If you don't listen, so Asim. I'm going to give you machla. But even after that, Afal Pikein. Even though I give a person a machla, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. I'm going to still heal you as well. So you go through those tzaros. That's what it means. So then, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Kishechala Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the Mefarshim tell us, Rashi says, the Ben Yehoyada says, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, when he became sick, Nichnasu Tamidav Levakro, his Tamidim came to visit him. So Amar Lehen, Rabbi Eliezer says to them, Chema Aza, he's very, very angry, Yesh Ba'olam, there's an anger in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset, and that's why he's giving me this terrible illness. His Chila Hein, the Tamidim began bochen, they started to cry. The Rabbi Akiva Mesachik, and we know Rabbi Akiva was very much connected to laughter. We know the Gemara ends of Makos. This is another example. In many places, he's connected to Schoch Pinu. So he was laughing. So Amr Lo, Tamidim said to Rabbi Akiva, Lama Ata Mesachik, your Rebbe here is busy complaining. He's in a lot of tzaros, and we're crying, and you're laughing. So Amr Lehen, Rabbi Akiva says, V'chim Ipnei Ma'atem Bochem, why are you crying? So Amrullah, they said to him, Efshir, Sefer Torah Sharoi Bitsar Velo Nivka. We see a Sefer Torah walking, Sefer Torah that's in tremendous tzaros, and we shouldn't cry. Amrullah, L'chach Ani Mesachak. That's the very reason why I'm laughing. She calls Manshani, Roe Rebbe, Shein Yayin Machmet. I see that his wine hasn't gone bad. Vein Pishon Loka, and his Pishon, his flax hasn't gone bad either. Vein Sham the Mavish, and his oil isn't going bad. Vein Dovshon Omadvish, and his honey's not going bad. Amarti, I said, everything's going great. He has a great life, Rebbe. And Shema Chas V'Shalom Mekiba Rebbe Olamo. I was concerned, maybe all the schar he earned from learning, he's going to receive in this world because he's had such a great life. Now, he said, V'ach, now that I see Shani Roa Rebbe Bitzar, Ani Samech. Now I see he's going through pain, so he must have done some averos. I'm not being choshed at him, but he must have done something wrong. So now he's receiving all the onus in this world, and this way, in the next world, he's going to have a complete pure schar. So Amar Lo, so Rebbe Yezer got a little insulted by this. He says, Akiva, Klum chisarti min haTorah, Akula, did I miss anything from the Torah? You're accusing me that I did something wrong, that I need to get onus in this world? Amar Lo, Rebbe Kiva says, forgive me, Rebbe, but the Malatana Rabbeinu, you taught us a pasuk. Now, ki adam ain tzaddik barat asher yaseh tov lo yechta. No such thing as a tzaddik in this world. The Gemara tells us there are only four people who never sinned. Unfortunately, Rebbe Elazar is not one of them. He was a great tzaddik, but he was not one of the four who never sinned. And what's interesting here is, why is Rabbi Kiva saying that you taught his Rebbe that the Pasuk Kohelas? So Rabbi Kiva knew the Pasuk Kohelas. So what was the Chiddush that he taught him here? So according to the Marsha, it says that the point is that this is the proper way to speak to Rebbe. Rebbe, remember he taught us, you don't want to say, there's a Mefurish Pasuk in Kohelas that's going to now show the proper Kavod to him. So he said, oh Rebbe, remember we learned together the Pasuk in Kohelas? That's just the appropriate way to speak to the Rebbe. Okay, the Gemara says, Vayter now. When he was sick, four elders came to visit him, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, these four great tzaddikim. So Rabbi Tarfon v'amar, he first said, Tov atal Yisrael mitipa shagushamim bolam hazeh, Rabbi bolam hazeh bolam haba. You are greater than a drop of rain. A drop of rain only does us good in this world, but you do us good both in this world and the next. Nana Rabbi Shua Vamar, he was next in line. Tova tell you so Yosim Migil Migal Galchama, you are greater than the orbit of the sun, or us around the sun. Shagil Galchama, the orbit around the sun is Bolam Hazeh, is only good in this world, but Rebbe Bolam Hazeh U Bolam Haba, you are good in this world and the next. Then Nana Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Vamar, Tova tell you so Yosim Avet Ve'em, you're greater than parents, because Sha'av Ve'em Bolam Hazeh, but Rebbe is Bolam Hazeh U Bolam Haba. And finally, Nana Rabbi Kiva Amar Chavivin Hayasurin. So he says, again, he was focusing on the positive of the negative. He was saying, how great are the Yasurim, are the pains in this world, because it provides us a kapar, consistent with what he was saying earlier about laughing. So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Elazar says, Samchuni Veshma Divrei Kiva Tamidi Shamar Chavivin Yasurin. Please help me up, give me strength. I want to stand up and hear the words of my dear student Rabbi Kiva, that he said, how great are the pains in this world. So Amar Lo Akiva, Zumun Ayin Lecha, how do you know such a concept that Yisurim Rechavivim? So Amar Mikra Ani Darsh, I'm darshaning a pasuk. The pasuk says in the context of Menashe ben Chizkiah, it says, Ben Shtei Masrei Shana Menashe ben Malko, he was 12 years old when he became king, V'chamishim V'chamei Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he was a king for 55 years. But Yas Harab Beinei Hashem, he did evil in the eyes of Hashem, who ksiv it with respect to Menashe's father Chizkiah, it says very different. Says Gam Eila Mishlei Shlomo Asher Hetiku Anshei Chizkiah Melech Yehuda, that Chizkiah was of the people who wrote down the Sefer Mishlei from Shlomo HaMelech. So why did Chizkiah do such bad things in this world if his father was so great? V'chi Chizkiah Melech Yehuda L'chol Halam Kula Limei Torah. He taught the entire world Torah. V'Menashe Beno Lo Limei Torah, but he didn't teach his son Torah. So how could that be? It can't be. He taught everyone Torah. He even taught his son Menashe Torah. So how come Menashe was so bad? From all the tircha and the amelis he put into his son, it wasn't effective. It didn't bring him back. El Yisurin, it was only the Yisurin that really brought Menashe back. Meaning Chizkiah tried really hard to get his son Menashe back on the path of Torah, but the only thing that brought him back was the Yisurin. Shenemar, Vayidaber Hashem el Menashe, Vilamo, Vilo Ekshivu, he spoke to them, they didn't listen. Vayave Hashem Aleihem, Esarei Hatzava, he brought upon them armies, Asher Lemelech Asher, from the king of Asher, And they had taken him in captivity, it seems. He was in chains. He was brought to Bavel in chains. And he became very humbled by this experience. And he finally davened to Hashem. Vayaser lo, he davened to Hashem another lashon of tefillah. Vayishma tchinaso, his tefillah was listened to. Vayishiveyu Yishlaim lemalchuso, he's returned back to Yishlaim in his kingdom. Vayida benasha ki Hashem hu Elokim. So we see from here halimata shechaviven yisurin. Yisurin are the ones that brought Menashe back, and not all the Torah that was learned. So this, however, Rabbi Kiva knows the power of yisurin. No one should know of this, but this is the power of yisurin. Tanya Rabban, the Brisa knows shlosha bo baalila. Three people came with a taina to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They came with a taina that the Kadosh Baruch Hu really couldn't respond back, says Rashi. It was such a good taina, Kadosh Baruch Hu was forced into listening to their argument. So the three people again were Kain, Esav, Umenashe. Kain dechsiv, it says, Gadol avoni min so, my punishment is worse than what happened to what I did to Hevel. So what do you mean? Amr lefanav, Kain says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather, Ribono Sha'olam, Klum gado avoni, is my sin so bad? May shishim ribo shasidim lachtol fanecha v'ata selech lehem. In the future, 600,000 people, 600,000 Jews are going to violate a cheda ego, and you brought them kapara. So one person like me, you couldn't give me a chance for slicha. So Esav dichsiv. So he was right. So he gave him a chance. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is mochel him. Esav dichsiv habrach achasilecha avi. He says to his father Yitzchak, you only have one bracha. You already gave the one bracha you have to Yaakov. You can't make another bracha up. So this is a taka good taina. So he's given a bracha as well. And Menashe, as it says, Mitchila Karala Elohus Harbe, first he called out to all the gods of the world, and Lvasof Karala Elokei Avosav, and the end of the day, he called out to Hashem. So what was his taina? So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him? Didn't he do all this bad things for 55 years? So says Menashe, part of the taina that he said to him was that if I called out to all the gods and they didn't answer me, now I call out to you, you don't answer me either, people are going to say, the God of Israel is just like the other guys, no one listens to me. So if you want people to realize that you're the great God, so you should listen to my tefillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind of cornered and he answered the tefillah of Menashe. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Abba Shal Omer Af HaHoge Es HaShem Bosi Yosef. A person who articulates the letters of Shem HaShem, such a person also doesn't get Chela Olam Haba. The Gemara quotes a Braisa Tana, Ubigvulin Ubilashon Aga. It's referring to in the Gvulin, when a person says the Shem HaShem outside the base of Migdash, in all of Eretz Yisrael, even if he uses Hebrew language, he's going to violate the Isser. And when it comes to Lashon Aga, which is Lashon Laz, using non-Jewish languages, English or Spanish, whatever language you want to use, even in the base of Migdash, it's going to be violation when you're a hoge, Shem Hashem. Again, I don't think it means saying the words like God. I don't know exactly what it could be saying, like Yud Kei Vav Kei, saying at the letters. I don't know exactly Lamaisa, what this is teaching us. The Gemara now says, "Shloshim lachem v'arba hadyotos." There are three kings and four regular people who don't have Olam Haba. And the three kings that were mentioned in the Mishnah was Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. So Gemara darshan the name of Yeravam. Where do you get this from? Tanu Rabbanon. Yeravam is based on that Sheriba Am. What happened was that he placed, he caused the nation to sit in the land. He really brought them down. Where's the Rashi? Isn't that Rashi here? Here we go. Sherivet es Yisrael vishpilam. He dispersed them and made them very lowly. Davar acher, alternatively, Yeravam es she'asa meriva ba'am. He made there was a civil war, there was inner fighting. Davar acher, Yeravam es she'asa meriva bein Yisrael avim shebishmaim. Now he created fighting between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, what's the name Ben Nava, the son of Nava? Ben Shenivei V'Lara. He was the son of a person who tried to look into the depths of something, but wasn't successful, wasn't able to understand what was going on. So we'll see what that means in just a moment. Tana the Braisa says, Hu Navat, Hu Micha. Navat and Micha were the same exact person. Micha was the one who placed a idol in the base of Migdash. He's also, the name is Sheva Ben Bichri. He was the one after the Avshalom rebelled and was killed. He started the rebellion again against David HaMelech. So the Gemara says, Nevat is Shenivei V'Lara. His name Nevat is because he tried looking at the depth of some Indian, we'll see shortly, wasn't successful in seeing what's the Pnimius of something. Micha shenismach mech bebinyan, that he was crushed in the binyan. What does that mean? So Mitzrayim, during the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim would place Jewish boys, Jewish children, in the binyan as the bricks. And then Moshe Beinu made a gzera, and he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu that they are. He complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu on this gzera, and Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him not to worry, because they're getting rid of the coats, and these people that are dying here, they're, again, it's hard for us to understand what's going on here, but they won't be helpful for Am Yisrael. They don't really present anything positive. Trust me, it's better that they're going to be used as bricks. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but if you really want to test me out, I'll let you take out one of the children and save them. So Moshe Rabbeinu took out one of them and saved one of the children, and that child was the one who he brought Avodah Zarah with them through Am Yisrael, and he was the one who built Avodah Zarah, house builders later on. And I guess that's how Micha, that Shorish of Micha, came about from that brick that Moshe Rabbeinu had saved that should have really been crushed in the pyramids of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to save. And Mashma, what was his real name? Sheva ben Bichvei Shmo, that was his real name. So Tanur Abanan Shlosha Nibtu V'Lorau. There are three individuals who tried to look at something in its depth, but weren't successful in finding the essence. Ve'ilhein Nivat V'Achitofel V'Tstagnine Paro. Let's see one by one. What are the examples where they tried looking at something, weren't successful? Nivat Ra Eshiotis Me'amaso. He saw a fire come from his Amma, from his Aver, and Husavar Diu Malach, that somehow that was a simon that you're going to be the king. So he thought he was going to be the king, and that's why he had a rebellion against David HaMelech. But it was incorrect. Velohi, that was not true. Yeravam who did nothing mine. It was his son Yeravam who was going to be the king, not himself. So that's what he saw something, but didn't understand what the meaning of what he saw. Achitofel ra teras shazar chalo ala emaso. He had a vision where teras had grown on his ama, on his aver, and Husavar, he thought that's also a simon. Apparently, teras is a simon of king. So Ihumal, he thought he was going to be the king, Achitofel, and that's why when Avshalom had rebelled against David HaMelech, his own father, Achitofel joined force with Avshalom because he thought he was going to be the king. But lo, he wasn't true. It was Bathsheba Bitohi, his daughter Bathsheba, who was going to ultimately marry David HaMelech and be the mother of Shlomo. Nafik Mine Shlomo. And the third example of a person who saw a vision was incorrect, though, was its Tagnigne Paro, which we all know this. Dama Rebbe Yichama b'Rebbe Chanina. Ma'idich, it was a pasuk mean when it says, Hema Meim Riva, they are the waters of the fighting. That's Shema Sherot Tagnigne Paro Vato. The astrologist of Paro saw this, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have a mistake. He's going to have some Meim Riva with the water. And Vital, they made a mistake, and they thought Ra Shemoshian Shayitzal B'Maim Huloka. They thought he's going to be punished through the water. So Amru Kola Ben Hayilod Hayor Tachichu. Let's throw him into the water. This way, they're going to wipe out the Moshe of Am Yisrael. Hein Lo Yadu Shal Iske Meim Riva Loket. But they were incorrect. It was later on in history, the fighting of the water and the hitting of the rock and the speaking to the rock. That whole inner now caused the downfall of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not the downfall, but that was his punishment, and it wasn't throwing him into the river that was going to help. Fine. The Gemara now says, getting back to the discussion of Yeravam not getting Olam Haba, Minolan Delo Asila Almadasi. How do we know that Yeravam did not get a chalik in an Olam Haba? The Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph that Vahiba Davar Hazel Lachatas base Yeravam, it's going to be as a chatas, the house of Yeravam, Ulahachid Ulahashmin Me'alpni Adama. Those are two languages, Lahachid Lahashmin, of destruction. Lahachid is a Balam Hazeh, and the double option of Lahashmin is Liolam Haba. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mipnei Mazach Yeravam the Malchus. In what way? How was he zoche to become king in the first place? So you need to zochus to get to that position. Mipnei Shochiach Shlomo, because he gave rebuke to Shlomo Melch, that gave him the zochus of becoming king himself. Mipnei Manesh. So then, why was he punished if he did the right thing of giving rebuke? Because he was. So the Gemara said Mipnei Shochiach Berabim, because he gave him the rebuke in public. He should have done it in a more tenuah fashion. Shenemar, it says. That I'm reading the whole pasuk in the beginning that you don't have in front of you though. The Yeravam ben Nevat Efrasi ben Atreda v'shem Imo Tzura Isha Almana Eved Shlomo v'yarem Yad haMelech. Yeravam lifted a hand up towards the king, towards Shlomo. V'zeh Adavar Sheherim Yad haMelech. This was the matter that he lifted his hand up. Shlomo Bana Es haMilo. He built the Milo, some type of block. Sagar as a parrot's ear. David Aviv, and he had closed off the gates. He didn't let anyone come in just freely. There, he started to put up a toll booth to get through the city. So Amalo, Yeravam said to him, David Avicha Paratz Pratas Bachoma. your father David had opened up the gates and the breaches in the wall, in order to make it easy to come to do Ali L'Regel. Now you're closing them up, the Baspar, in order that you could collect all this tax for the your queen that you married the daughter of Paro. So he wasn't very pleased with this. So he was correct. He shouldn't have put up those toll booths. So my Zasha Hayrim Yad B'melech. What does it mean? Lifted his hand up. Amar Rav Nachman Shechalat Tfilah B'fanav, that he removed his tefillin in front of the king. And we know there's an Isser B'zayon, it's brought down halacha as well. A person should not take off the tefillin Sharosh. You shouldn't expose your head in front of your Rebbe, in front of a king. That was something that was disgraceful. So there was a certain B'zayon here, says Rashi. And for that reason, since it was done also in public, in addition to taking his tefillin off, all that caused him to violate the Avodah Zarah. Even our days, yeah. A person should not take off the tefillin in front of the Rebbe, in front of a Sefer Torah that's being opened. You should turn over to the side a little bit when taking off the tefillin. Yeah, it's brought down halacha. Okay, let's go a little further. Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman, Gasos Ruach Shaya ben Shahaya bo B'Yeravam, that gaiva that Yeravam had throughout the Toh, min halom, is what brought him, that caused him to leave this world in the way he did, and not a very pleasant way. Shenemar, it says, Vayomer Yeravam Bilibo, he said to himself, Ata Tashuv HaMamlach LeBeis David, now the Malchus is going to return back to Beis David. Im Yale Ha'am Azeh, Lasas Zvachim Beis Hashem Yishalayim, if they're going to start bringing Karbanos back to Yishalayim, Vishav Lev Ha'am Azeh El Adonayim El Ruchavim Melch Yehuda, Praguni, Vishavu El Ruchavim Melch Yehuda. Now, if I return them back to the master, to Rechavim, who's the king of Yehuda, he's going to kill me, and now Rechavim Melech Yehuda is going to be the new king. What was going on here? So Gemara explains. Amar, so Yeravim said to himself, Gemir, we have a tradition, De'ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchei Beis Yehuda Bavad. We know that only the family of Beis Yehuda is allowed to sit in the Azara, based on a mice we saw earlier in the Masechta. Now, Kevin the Chazul Eli Rechavim the Yosef. Now, since Klaisa sees that Rechavim Melch Yehuda is sitting down in the base of Migdash, Rana Kamina, so Yeravim, and I'm standing, says Yeravim, Savri HaMalka V'Ha'Avdu. They're going to think that since Rechavim, who comes from Malchus Beis David, is sitting, and I'm standing, I must be the Eved, he's the king. So via Sivna, now if I sit down, well, I'm not allowed to, because that's more of a Malchus Have, because we have a klal from the Malchus Beis David that only Malchus Beis David is allowed to, no other king. So I can't sit either. So he was stuck here. The Kotlin leave, Azlin Basri, they're going to kill me for now being more of a Malchus by sitting in the Azara if I'm not from Malchus Beis David. And they're all going to follow Rechavim. So Miyah, what happened immediately? Vayvai Tamelch Vayas Shnei Egle Zav. He had been advised, and he made two golden calves. The Yomar Lam, he says to them, Rav Lachem Malos Yishlaim, you have a lot of steps, a long way to travel to Yishlaim. Why go to Yishlaim? Hinei Elohecha Yisrael, I'm not sure, probably read it Elohecha, I guess. Yisrael, these are the gods of Israel, these two golden calves. Asher Heilucha Meretz Mitzrayim, that brought you up from Mitzrayim. V'yosem Esa'echad B'Beis'el, V'Esa'echad Nosem B'dan, he placed them in two different locations, two different cities. Don't go to Yishlaim, come, let's worship God here. To my vaiva, it wasn't mean that he was counseled. Amr of Yehuda Shehoshiv Rasha Eitel Tzadik. He placed a Rasha next to a Tzadik of Amr Lu, and the Tzadik says to, that the Yeravim said to the Rasha and the Tzadik together, Chasmisu al kol David. I want you to sign off on everything that I do. I want to have your approval. So Amr Le, they said, In, whatever you tell me, we'll sign off on. So Amr Lu, Yeravim said, Malka bin el Meve. I want to become the king. Amr Le, Hin. Okay, we agree. You're the king. So then, called Amina Lechu Avidasa. Everything I say to you, I want you to do. Amr Lehin, I agree. Whatever you want, we'll follow you. So Afilu Lemiflach Lavodas Kochavim. So even to worship Avodah Zarah. Amr Leh Tzadik Tzadik, wait a second here. Chas V'Shom. We're not going to let you do Avodah Zarah here. Amr Leh Rasha the Tzadik. Rasha leans over to the Tzadik and says, Saka Daitach, the Gavrik Yeravim, Palach Lavodas Kochavim. You really think someone who's as great as Yeravim is really going to do Avodah Zarah? He's just kind of testing us to see how far our loyalty will go. He's not really going to do a Avodah Zarah. Just sign off and everything's going to be fine. So Tzadik was very convinced by the Rosh's argument. So he signed off on it. Even Achia Shiloni, who was a great Navi and Tzadik, he also signed off on this document because he also trusted in Yeravim at that time. Now let's see, Yehu, who was king of Klal Yisrael, Tzadik Rabbahava, he was a great tzadik. And Shinamar Vayom Hashem al Yehu Yaan Ashekha Hetivosalasos Hayash Bene Ichal Asher Bilvavi Asisa Levesa Acha Bene Rivim Yeshulcha al Kisei Yisrael. So we see he did wonderful things following the Derech Hashem. Uksiv, then it's written afterwards, V'yehu lo shamar lo lechet b'doras Hashem lokei Yisrael. V'chol levavo, lo tzar me'al chatos Yeravam asher yechti es Yisrael. He followed the path of Yeravam. So one pasuk tells us he was great, and the next pasuk tells us he didn't follow the path of Hashem. My grammalei, what caused him to go off the derech? Amar bai, bris krusel l'sfasayim. He had made a statement with his lips, and even though he didn't really mean it, when you say something, oftentimes those words have a certain koach to it. Shenemar achav avad habal ma'at yehu yavdenu harbe. So he had made a statement as if he wanted to, appearing as if he wanted to do avodah zarah to Baal as well. He didn't really want to. He just said it, even though he didn't mean it, but that itself caused it to go of the derech. And Rav Amar, Chos Mashal Chia Shiloni Ra Vita. So once he saw the signature of Achia Shiloni, who was a great Navi, signed off on it, so he saw this and he agreed to, he thought, may say, it must be true that Achia, different point now.
I think the whole thing was just a test about the Avodah Zarah.
This is to say it one more time that.
This all bring a raya that Achia Shiloni also made the mistake to think that it was just a test that Yerovam was doing and signed off on the Avodah Zarah.
Okay, because he was certainly a great tzaddik, so it was all the test. And how does it prove it was a mistake, though, that it was...
They're saying that this other person sinned by seeing what Achia Shiloni had signed off on, so we're just bringing a raya to the first line on the Amud here that Achia Shiloni made that mistake and signed off.
Mm. Okay. Either way, a person should be careful with what he says, even though he doesn't mean it. Because sometimes a thing that someone says really becomes true. Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay.